American celebrities have been aligning themselves with presidential candidates for more than a century. And that trend began with the 1920 election, when celebrities were pulled onto what was called front porch campaigns. Now, even before entertainer Al Jolson starred in the first movie, Talkie, the jazz singer, 1927, he was already using his voice on the campaign trail, supporting Warren G. Harding. Now, as one of the country's most popular celebrities of the era, he joined the Republican senator at his Ohio home as part of the politician's front porch campaign. Now, after a star-studded year of campaigning from the biggest celebrities, it seems that even the biggest weren't enough to secure the presidency for Vice President Harris in this week's election. Now, the vice president had been publicly supported by figures including Oprah, Cardi B, Bruce Springsteen, Rihanna, Harrison Ford, Jennifer Aniston, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jane Fonda, J-Lo, and many more. But did any of this celebrity messaging make a difference to voters at the end? Now, I think Taylor Swift is a very powerful billionaire, but I think Elon Musk is probably a little bit more powerful. So, you know, she lost in the race of billionaires, effectively. And celebrities, in my opinion, really, they need to stay in their lane. Now, is it worth to lose almost half of your fans watching their movies, listening to their music? I mean, I love Bruce Springsteen, and I've loved his music and concerts for the past 40 years. But do I want him out there promoting one candidate over the other? I really don't. And I'm not sure it really worked this year. The Harvard Kennedy School's Ash Center for Democratic Governance and Innovation tackled the issue in a study published titled Celebrity Strengthening Our Culture of Democracy, which analyzed the impact of celebrity engagement on civic participation. Now, the study focused specifically on what celebrities are doing and can do to promote voter participation, including voter education and mobilization efforts. Now, imperfectly, the impact of these efforts can be measured by examining whether the lead people to take their actions related to voting, such as registering to vote, balloting, and so forth, ultimately determine that celebrity endorsements might not drive voters which way to cast their ballot. But it did prompt engagement. So it might not have swung them in one direction or the other. There was a poll from YouGov shortly after Taylor Swift's endorsement that found that only 8% of voters would be somewhat or much more likely to vote for Vice President Harris, with a surprising 20% saying their endorsement actually made them less likely to vote for her. Now, celebrities talking about who to vote for, in the case of our vice president, these celebrities aren't concerned about the price of gas like we are. So rapper Cardi B, who had appeared at a rally, shared an Instagram video of herself watching the results of the campaign and said, "I hate you all bad." Really? I mean, that's how you respond to America, is "I hate you all"? During an appearance on The Late Show, Barbara Streisand told Stephen Colbert that she can't live in the U.S. if he is reelected, President Trump. That list includes Alec Baldwin, Whoopi Goldberg, John Legend, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Tom Hanks, Lady Gaga, Bill Gates, Jane Fonda, Madonna, Hunter Biden, Oprah, Robert De Niro, Samuel L. Jackson, Miley Cyrus, Travis Kelce, Stormy Daniels. The list goes on and on. And that's really a shame, because America is worth celebrating. Democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and overall individual rights does make this country great. And despite all this, nobody would be surprised to see politicians clamoring for endorsements when the next election comes around. And I think this election proves celebrity endorsements really don't matter at all.